My name's Alison Fox, and I'm looking forward to talking today by phone with Teresa Kremen about her research as part of a study which adopted a randomised control approach. So welcome, Teresa, and thank you for agreeing to talk about the decision-making involved with this study, Teachers as Writers. So could you start by telling us a little about the context for the study and who you were working with, please?
Well, our partners were ARVON, which is a Creative Writing Foundation. And when I say our, I'm referring to the University of Exeter, because the Open University and Exeter University, we did it together alongside ARVON and funded by the Arts Council England, actually, a research team. And our project took as a starting point a writing residential course for teachers, which ARVON have been running for many years, which sort of gives the teachers a chance to write for themselves, to engage in communal writing workshops, one-to-one tutorials with professional writers. And they, in effect, across a week, get real space and time for individual writing and for sharing and celebrating each other's writing. And so within the teachers' writers, we tracked the teachers moving from the ARVON residential into the classroom. We also added an additional experience of co-mentoring, where each of our 16 teachers worked collaboratively with a professional writer after ARVON, that is, both outside and then inside the classroom. They were sharing the planning, the teaching, and the reflecting upon teaching a unit of narrative writing. It was really a fun project and very fascinating.
Thanks, Teresa. So can you explain what you chose as your research focus?
Well, we chose to look at teachers as writers and how their engagement with the professional writers, both those at ARVON and those they're working with as co-mentors in their classrooms, how that engagement might impact on the teacher's experience of writing, on their classroom practice in teaching writing, and obviously as a consequence, whether and how this might improve writing outcomes for the young people they were working with.
So, Teresa, why did you think this was a really important focus?
I think, Alison, there were two main reasons, really. One, because there's a long-standing view that teachers of writing need to be writers themselves. And two, because in a systematic literature review I did into teachers as writers with Lucy Oliver from Exeter University, we found that there was relatively little rigorous research in this area. So perhaps I could expand on both of those in turn. I mean, in relation to the first point, we'd all expect, wouldn't we, that the teachers of mathematics can do maths. Teachers of PE are competent sports folk, and those who teach French surely can speak it. We wouldn't expect a French teacher not to be able to be confident within the language. Yet, partly in the way higher education is structured, teachers of English and literacy in primary secondary schools are more likely to take an English literature as an A-level or a degree in English literature than any kind of programme which addresses creative writing. And there's also quite strong research evidence to suggest that teachers see themselves more as readers than they do as writers. So as a consequence, in our classrooms, there's a real chance that professionals may be qualified and enthusiastic about reading, but not necessarily confident or indeed knowledgeable producers of written texts. They may not even enjoy writing. The importance of teachers as writers has been debated and researched for decades, mainly in the US, but also in Australia and in this country. And lots of people argue, you know, teachers must be writers. It's really important. And in a sense, I don't disagree that there may be lessons to be learned from writing if you engage as a writer, lessons to learn from the inside of it. But whether those lessons are then applied to the classroom is an interesting issue and one we wanted to explore more fully. Does that kind of answer your question?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Teresa. That's really helpful in hearing about how you gained confidence that the study would be a valuable one. And so who did you imagine it benefiting?
Well, in essence, we hoped that the teachers would benefit and that their classroom practice would benefit. And then as a consequence of that, the young people themselves as writers would benefit. We were particularly interested in whether if we could help teachers get inside writing with the support of the professional writers they were working with, would that be another route to enriching their practice, to offering new opportunities that might shape children's experience of writing? And if those new opportunities would impact on the young people's quality of their writing. That's what we wanted to find out, really. But we shouldn't forget that ARVON, our creative writing partners, who run the residential training courses for teachers, they also wanted to know whether their work impacted on teachers and their pedagogy and their students. They were really up for it, actually, ARVON. They're really open as an organisation to learn and to adapt their work, depending on what the findings indicated. Well, in relation to the professional writers, we're interested in documenting the way their own journeys impacted on their understandings of education. And that really was a most interesting. We had strong feedback from them about a wider understanding of the complexities, the challenges, and the context in which teachers are working. They commonly told us that they expected to come into classrooms and, I'm going to put this phrase in quotes, but do a star turn, come to share their strategies, their approaches, which have been honed over years, but often had been kind of packaged up into a, I'm a writer, here are some activities we'll all do. And that might be the same school on school as they go to work with different school student sets. And what they told us was this project had enabled them to realise that that wasn't necessarily efficacious for the students concerned, that they needed to know more about the students as writers themselves. They needed to support the teachers on their long-term journeys as writers themselves. And many talked about how they were now wanting to be more flexible, more responsive, and planning in context rather than planning as a separate piece. So I think professional writers gained a very great deal from it, and Arts Council England were particularly interested in that strand